You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Voted yes to Amendment 3 back in November to allow abortions again in Missouri. But tonight, after a state Supreme Court ruling, the procedures are halted.
Today's ruling comes in response to a circuit judge blocking abortion restrictions.
Yeah, Channel 4's coverage yesterday, the breaking news that the Missouri Supreme Court has basically put back it's effectively a ban on abortion while they allow a lower court to figure out what's going on with this law, which was known as Amendment 3 when it was on the ballot. I have asked my friend Beavis Shock from shocklaw.com to join us this morning with some reaction to all this, maybe explain exactly what they did there. Beavis, good morning.
Good morning, Mark, and I am ready to go, having studied this for the last hour.
Glad to hear it. It was a pretty short writ on the part of the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, so you want me to give you a quick narrative of what the story is?
Please do.
All right. So everybody knows the background. The Missouri had a very, very strong ban on abortion. Then in the November election, there was an amendment to the Constitution eviscerating the ban on abortion. And then the governor and the attorney general filed suit over in Kansas City and said, no, that shouldn't apply, and that's not right. It had a lot of reasons, including that there was no more licensing and there was no protection of because the instruments didn't have to be sterile and things like that. And Judge Zong, the Honorable Judge Zong, heard all that and then on December 20th issued an order that basically said, hey, by the way, the initial suit was by the Planned Parenthood abortion providers saying, now that the new amendment has passed, then the old restrictions on abortion are gone, okay? So I'm sorry, I should have said that earlier. Now, then, so the judge had a look at all that and said, well, I think this amendment is pretty strong. Missourians want to allow abortions, so I'm going to eliminate the restrictions on abortions. And that was in December. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday said, whoopsie, you made a mistake. And it's in order to get an order from a judge, for a judge to issue an order that says, hey, we're going to make it so a statute is invalid. The statute here being all the ones that said no abortion. The amendment says yes, abortion. So there are four factors. Now, the important, well, I'm going to tell you what they are. They're whether the person who wants to stop the laws is going to be harmed if it's not stopped, what happens to other people, who's likely to prevail, and what happens to the public. Now, is this too complicated so far? Are you with me?
Well, no, I am with you. I'm just so basically the rules that they have overturned here and put back in place, a lot of these were just safety issues. They didn't prevent abortion. They just dealt with making sure that somebody who was at risk of sepsis could get medical care if need be, right?
Right. Now, here's what happened. The judge in Kansas City used what's called a standard. Now, in the law, when a judge is going to do something, he's supposed to look at what the standard is and then judge the facts against the standard. That kind of makes sense, right?
Sure.
So he said, under an older version of the thing, possibility of success on the merits. He was supposed to say, like a likelihood of success on the merits. So we've changed one word, possibility to likelihood. Now, I think what the outcome of all that is going to be is that parts of the statutes protecting abortion rights, which were overturned by the amendment, will end up being in place. Things like sterilization of instruments. I mean, that's kind of basic.
Seems
right?
Like should be anyway. Yeah,
that's pretty obvious. So Judge Zhang got slapped down, and this is part of the process. I mean, we're all going to respect the opinions of the judges. We have to do that. Nothing else to do in life except judges' orders, or we'll have no free society. But the Supreme Court said, Judge Zhang, let's have a do-over here. Now, I think what's going to happen is that a lot of the laws that allow abortion, that prohibit abortion, will be dumped. And we're going to have abortion in Missouri because it passed 51-48. That's what happened. Until now. Now, we're going to have another vote in a year and a half. So sit tight on that one.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's all about the fine points of the language on what the voter sees when they get in the booth. But so, anyway, that's called the ballot title.
Oh, I was just going to say, so does this require that Jackson County judge to just rewrite his or her ruling?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so
absolutely.
Is that a simple, like, put this in context, in perspective for us, is that a simple fix, I guess, is the word that comes to mind? Like, could we see this pause on abortion for weeks, or could we see it, like, could this judge get it done in a day?
Well, it's going to take more than a day. So the judge's opinion is about 25 pages long, and only about two or three pages of it are under attack here by the Missouri Supreme Court. So what the judge will do, first of all, they never like to rule in a day because that implies they haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
We don't want that. But they're going to take a little time. And I would estimate a week to 2 weeks. Judge will say, oh, gosh, I meant to get that right. I'm so sorry. My law clerk screwed it up. They'll blame it on somebody else. See, one of the things that goes on is different levels of judges have different people who work for them to look up the law. And the judge is responsible ultimately for whether it's right or wrong. But these clerks, they're called clerks. I mean, the Supreme Court of the United States has lost students 1 or 2 years out of law school looking up the law all day. This has always struck me as insane because they're young and stupid, have no life experience, don't know the context of anything. Anyway, Judge Zhang probably had a law clerk do this, and right now she is taking a baseball bat to that knucklehead.
Because it got a slap down by the Supreme Court. All right. Well, that gives us
it was a smackdown. I mean, it was just boom.
Well, I appreciate the background, my friend. That kind of lets us know that this, whatever it is going to be probably remedied fairly quickly, it looks like. So,
well, I think, yes. I think we're going to have abortions in Missouri. I mean, until the vote in another year and a half. That's what the outcome's going to be. But it's going to be some of the safety provisions that licensing provisions will be reviewed by Judge Zhang, and that'll stay. I mean, the lower court judge is supposed to get into the fine points. The Supreme Court just looks at the big stuff.
So is there no requirement for them to make sure that these facilities that are providing abortions are actually complying with these? That has nothing to do with this. Like, once these are enforced about sterilizing equipment and offering ultrasounds, there's no, like, hey, we have to make sure you're actually doing this?
Well, there's something called the Board of Healing Arts, which is some state agency that's responsible for issuing licenses. I'm sure they have inspectors that go around and check on stuff like that. I mean, that's their job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think it's reasonable to expect that part will be done properly.
Beavis, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, always fun to talk to you guys.
Yep.
And can you give me an easier assignment next time, Mark?
I will do it, so you don't have to spend an
Thank
hour
you.
Studying it.
All right. I hope I explained it clearly. Bye-bye.
Take care. Beavis Shock there. Beavis Shock at shocklaw.com. Good to get his take on it. So he thinks maybe some law clerk might have screwed up there.
Won't take
him long to fix it, in other words.
A couple weeks, maybe, he said. Mm. The respectable thing to do would be to take responsibility yourself, because I understand it might have been some goofy law clerk who overlooked something, but ultimately it's the judge who signs off on it. So I'm sorry, I can't stand when people are just so quick to want to throw everybody else under the bus. Like, take some responsibility.
Yep.
You are the judge. You were supposed to make sure that this had... Now, I'm thankful that they screwed up, because that means at least there's a temporary pause on abortion.
It shed some light on some of what's gone on behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Coming up, we'll get to our friend Genevieve Wood from Heritage. At the bottom of the hour, Missouri State Senator Adam Schnelting. I asked him to come on and kind of give us an idea where he stands on this stadium funding issue for the special session, which starts on Monday of next week. We'll get to all that for you coming up a little later this hour.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Turning back on his best friend, if he put her down.
Stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, Genevieve Wood with us. Genevieve, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. So this issue of birthright citizenship has popped up again. And, you know, it seems like a no-brainer to me. I think Donald Trump wins this in the long term. But in the meantime, what are we looking at here?
Well, I mean, what we're looking at is something that the Supreme Court probably should have looked at some time ago. This has been an ongoing debate. And you know what's amazing, Mark? It's like people don't realize that we're one of the few countries in the world that allows this kind of thing, that says if you just come across the border and have a child here, all of a sudden your baby's an American citizen. Very few countries around the world often you hear the less saying we should be more like them, do that. Europe, you name it.
Yeah.
But that's what we've been doing. But look, the reality is, I mean, it's just there's so many discrepancies here. I mean, if you look at the 14th Amendment, you look at why it was created, it was not created for this particular purpose. We don't allow diplomats who are here who have children in this country, their children don't become U.S. citizens. Why is that? They're actually here legally. It's because they're loyal to another country. And the same thing with people crossing the border, you don't automatically get citizenship. So this is a debate we've long been having. It's about time the Supreme Court finally makes a ruling on it. And I agree with you, if they follow the Constitution, the original intent of the 14th Amendment and other provisions, I think you're going to see a victory for the Trump administration. And a victory for this isn't about Trump, a victory for the American people.
Yes.
I mean, this when we talk about borders, it is people coming across and not having control of that has been reined in. But it's also having laws that allow people to subvert the will of our laws, which is what this has been.
Genevieve, I was really happy to see that the Daily Signal is also reporting on that Senate investigative report that revealed that the Biden administration intentionally hid data from the public that clearly showed that the COVID vaccine was associated with at least some serious health risk that you know, resulted in deaths, because we know for so long they weren't. And now with RFK, I mean, so much has come out. And then just, what was it, yesterday or the day before? I guess yesterday they talked about how the COVID vaccine will no longer be recommended for pregnant women or healthy children.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, I mean, we've lived in a world of, what, 5 years now, or 4 to 5 since the vaccines come out, where if you question at all that maybe something wasn't right or that maybe some people were harmed by the vaccine, you were a conspiracy theorist, you were a nut, you were not a patriot, you know, you were an anti-science person. But everybody knew the numbers just seemed a little higher with this than others.
Yes.
And the fact that the administration and the government did very little to even acknowledge it, just like, you can't see that. When other countries, France, Israel, were all coming out with studies fairly early on saying there's a cardiovascular risk, especially for young men. And that's what we were seeing. And so, look, we all know that vaccines, the vast majority of them do vast more good than they do harm. But you have to admit where there are problems. And they basically turned a blind eye to it. It's wonderful that I think what we're seeing is happening, these investigations. We're finally going to have transparency. And look, this is what we need. We don't want a public who thinks every vaccine is bad or is scared every time something comes out. I don't know if I should take that. We need to be able to have faith in the science, so to speak. We need to have faith in our officials that are being upfront with us. And that was clearly not happening under the Biden administration with COVID.
Well, we had Josh Hawley on the show last week, and we asked him about this mifepristone issue and this abortion pill. And now we see where RFK is also basically saying that he's going to review the safety and efficacy of that, because you're turning women loose to take something that causes known, possibly life-threatening side effects with very little warning.
That's, and again, Mark, transparency. Yes. And again, why is the government, what we know is the government, they quote unquote studied this. They did very small studies, very small samples, which the reason that, RFK is looking at now is because you've had other groups come out that did large studies. And when you did the large studies, which includes a lot more people, so you have a lot more results, they found it was almost 1 in 10 women who used this drug had a complication, some extremely serious. And this was from insurance data, right? So these are people who filed claims. You had claims at hospitals. This was not just made up numbers kind of stuff. This was hard evidence. And again, why wasn't the government doing that kind of research? If they care about women so much, why were they using such small study samples to then say, oh, no, nothing, this is never a problem? When if you looked at a larger population of women using this drug, it is a problem for a lot of women. And again, it's a drug that's often taken with no doctor supervision. It's taken at home. You get the pill through the mail. You don't even have to go in for a doctor's visit. I mean, we don't allow that for so many things. And yet for something as serious as this, and that's, again, what the left is pushing since Roe, is pushing this pill so that women, wherever they are, can get the pills and not have to go in and seek medical advice.
Yep, and the Biden administration allowed that to happen, for sure.
They did.
Genevieve, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk next week. Genevieve Wood, their senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation. DailySignal.com is where you can find a lot of those stories that we just talked about there. All right, coming up, what would you estimate the impact was when the Rams were in St. Louis and they were winning Super Bowls and all of that? You'll be a little stunned at how small of an economic impact an NFL team, a baseball team, actually has on the local economy. We're going to talk about it next with Senator Adam Schnelting. Stay tuned.
Follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
You know, maybe we would maybe some of you would feel differently about this stadium funding bill if it involved the St. Louis Cardinals or the city soccer team. But right now we're talking about the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs, who have threatened that they're either going to get a new stadium in the case of the Royals and an upgrade in the case of the Chiefs, or they might consider moving to Kansas. So they'd still be a Kansas City team, just Kansas City, Kansas. And the governor has called a special session, starts next Monday, to consider just that. We're lucky enough to have Senator Adam Schnelting on the phone with us from District 23. And Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
So you get a brief reprieve by a week or two from Jeff City, and now you got to go back down there on Monday. How are you feeling about this issue?
Well, listen, I have never been one for corporate welfare, and I really haven't changed my position. I think that we have too many Missourians that are seeking tax relief, and they need tax relief. And so I'm not a big fan of the stadium funding proposal, but nonetheless, we're being called by the governor to come back into special session, so we're going to address it. But I'm going to be looking for solutions for ordinary Missourians as opposed to sports teams when I get there.
So what you're saying is you're not a hard no, but I mean the governor's going to have to make a pretty compelling argument to get you to support something like this.
Well, so where I'm at on it is I would be a no for sure.
Okay.
But I've made my position clear from the very beginning that I'm no on corporate welfare. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Unless we could get out of this deal really substantive tax cuts and tax relief for ordinary Missourians, I just can't get there. I can't support it. Missourians need relief. Look, Mark, I don't question the integrity or the good intentions of those pushing to ensure that we keep the Chiefs or the Royals. I simply question the proposition that when Missourians are being taxed out of buying new cars due to higher assessments, when they're being taxed out of their homes due to higher assessments, and in some cases actually losing their homes because taxes have gone up so much, I question the sanity of putting forth a proposal like this for sports teams.
I would be a no, too. I would just say, well, go ahead and go to Kansas. But certainly there will be people who will say, well, that could have huge implications. I mean, what am I missing here? Aside from obviously saying, well, they're located in Missouri, what other benefit do you think that the other side will make as far as why they need to remain in Missouri?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a good question, Kim. I mean, the bottom line, though, if they did end up moving to Kansas, which I don't believe that they're going to, but if they did, you're still looking at, I mean, they're just on the other side of the line. We're still looking at jobs for Missourians. You're still looking at an economic a boon for that area. So no matter how you slice it, it's not like they're up and leaving the region completely, right?
Going to California or something.
Exactly. But again, even in that instance, I really don't think that they're leaving. We have to ask ourselves the question, how many businesses or how many corporations can leverage the legislature or the people's representatives every time they want to go ahead and have more favorable terms?
Well,
you know, so where does this end? Is it going to be no offense to these great, wonderful companies. I love them. But would it be Boeing next? Would it be GM? What other large companies would we then begin to kowtow to when they just say, hey, you know, we're going to leave unless you give us X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So we just need to protect ordinary Missourians and provide tax relief. And that's what I'm going for.
Senator Adam Schnelting, our guest. I agree with you completely. So Jeremy Cady, who for a long time is with Americans for Prosperity, I don't know if he's still with that group or not, but he does have his own website now, jeremycady.com. And I'm reading an article he put up, and he goes, in 2023, the Kansas City Royals generated $302 million in revenue. The Chiefs brought in $591 million in revenue. Together, the two franchises represented just 0.48% of the Kansas City Metro's $185 billion GDP.
Wow.
So in other words, where's the payback? Like if you invest all those public dollars in there, the argument would be, well, it's for the good of the community and the jobs and all that. That's a pretty small percentage. And he looked at the Rams in St. Louis. He looked at the Chargers, the Raiders, and the kind of money they returned to their local communities. And it was all less than 1%.
Yeah, that really puts it into perspective, don't they? You know, and we can't, and I'm glad you mentioned the Rams, Mark. We can't forget, and I think a lot of folks in the St. Louis region have not forgotten, you know, what we did with the Rams. And then they up and left anyway. So I think it's really important. You know, you've got a few folks that are on the Kansas City side, and they're doing the best that they can for their districts. A few senators, right? They're doing the best for their districts. But the reality is, Missouri is a big place. There are a lot of Missourians. There are a lot of Missourians who will not even benefit from the stadium funding. Look, when you're giving away hundreds of millions of dollars to the owners of sports teams, and many of your constituents can't even afford the tickets or the hot dogs, $15 hot dogs.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's tone deaf. Missourians need tax relief. And unless we were able to get some sort of really big tax relief package out of the deal, I'm a hard no. I can't support the proposal.
The governor also mentioned how funding relief in general for tornado victims will be discussed during the special session that starts Monday. Is there anything else, any other issues that you would like to be brought up during this special session?
Oh, absolutely. Look, Missourians need tax relief from personal property taxes. They need tax relief from income taxes and real estate taxes. I did the math the other day. If I bought my home at age 18 and continued paying the current amount of real estate taxes that I pay until I retire at age 65, you know how much I'd have lost out on if I had just invested that money in the market? $4.7 million.
Wow.
So that's the opportunity cost when I, instead of being able to invest the amount of money that I pay in real estate taxes, instead of investing that in the market, by the time I retire, I'd be $5 million richer. That's the opportunity cost of high taxes. And that's just with real estate taxes. That doesn't include what we pay in income taxes, state and federal, of course, and then the personal property tax and sales tax and so on. Look, we're taxed to death. And Missourians need some tax relief. So that's what I'm going to really be focusing and honing in on when we get to Jefferson City next week.
Good. You are allowed to delve into those, even though the special session is specifically called for the stadium funding issue, right?
Yeah. Great question. So it is called for the stadium funding issue, but the governor can update the call.
Okay.
He can update the call. You know, when he begins to see, okay, look, this is not going to pass unless we have a deal on
something
tax
else. Yeah.
Exactly. That's right.
Good. Senator Adam Schnelting, thank you for that explanation. And I wholeheartedly support your stance on this. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yep, we'll talk to you again soon. Senator Adam Schnelting from District 23 there. Yeah, I root for the Chiefs if they're playing in the Super Bowl. I've never rooted for the Royals, I'd probably have to admit. But I just don't think taxpayers have any business. These people are multimillionaires who own these sports teams. Pay for your own stadium. If you want to upgrade it, upgrade it.
Well, that's what's really the information that you shared about Jeremy and how they're making all this money, but it's really not contributing much to the GDP of the Kansas City metropolitan area. Wow. I mean, you would expect that would be the argument, I would think, from the other side saying, well, look at the jobs, but
hotels, rentals,
but you really can't make that argument because, and that was kind of why I asked Senator Schnelting this, was like he said, it's not like they're going, to the West Coast or the East Coast. They're moving right across the border to Kansas. If they even moved, I don't think they're going to. I agree with him. People can just, maybe it adds 15 minutes to your commute, but they're still employing Missourians. It's not, I don't think it would have a huge impact. Now, Taylor Swift fans might be upset because they're going to say that their guy Travis Kelce or whatever is now in Kansas.
Yeah.
And guess what? Nobody needs to go 0% about that.
Nobody needs to go to Kansas. I'm just poking my Kansas friends out
except
there.
Except Dorothy. She needs Jayhawks to go. That's about it, though.
Coming up, what are we talking about at Kim on a Whim?
Oh, this lovely video that's going all around social media about these two on-duty Secret Service agents who were supposed to be, I guess, protecting Obama's home in Washington, D.C., caught on camera fighting, and we have the audio from it.
All right, back in just a minute.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a Whim.
The Secret Service has now suspended two uniformed officers who were caught on camera fighting each other outside Barack Obama's home last week. This is his home in Washington, D.C., that's about 2 or so miles from the White House, just for perspective. And during this physical fight, you can see them in the video fighting. There are two female officers who were fighting, and one of them actually grabbed her radio and listened to what she says. Really, really professional. Just, I so appreciate that they're really classing it up and doing their job.
Well, here's what she was mad about. So, apparently, she was working the overnight shift at the Obama mansion, and her relief was late, like 45 minutes or an hour late. And I don't know if she had somewhere to go, or she was just sleepy, but she'd go whoop some rear end this girl did not make it to work on time.
This happened at 2:30 a.m. on May 21st. Now, sleep deprivation does make you go a little bit crazy after a while. So, and having to stand outside there, because I would imagine they're just essentially standing outside the home, watching, making sure that no crazy person comes and tries to break into his home. That would get old if you're having to just stand there for hours on end and you're waiting for your person to relieve you of that. But I mean, it's just sad when you see two women catfighting like they're like in high school or something.
There's got to be some history here that we don't know about.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I mean, maybe it's possible these two have had a conflict before, or one was dating the other one's ex-boyfriend, or something was going on that finally this was the final straw. So you're dumb enough to get on a radio where everything's recorded and say something like that.
Secret Service says individuals involved were suspended from duty, and this matter is the subject of an internal investigation. Secret Service has a very strict code of conduct for all employees, and any behavior that violates that code is unacceptable given the fact that this is a personnel matter. We're not in a position to comment. Now, what you should also note here is that the Secret Service has had some issues lately with some behavior and supervisors or agents attacking other agents, because back in April of 2024, there was an agent who was assigned to protect, at the time, Vice President Kamala Harris. And supposedly there was some sort of an issue where this person went on to attack the supervisor, and that person ended up getting let go. This person was supposedly throwing sanitary pads and screaming at coworkers. That was back in 2024. So I don't know what's going on with
soft.
That's a good point, Mark.
It's better than a lamp or a shoe or something, right?
I mean, I guess she's just carrying around sanitary pads and whips them out of her purse. But I don't know what's going. Secret Service, they can't climb sloped roofs. They throw sanitary pads at each other. They get into cat fights like they're back in high school. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Secret Service was handled completely differently by the Biden administration.
Oh, absolutely.
So there are bound to be some growing pains as Trump's new appointee takes over. I think it was the person that headed, that was on his detail the day he got shot, is the guy that he's appointed to take over the Secret Service.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
One of the guys who was seen in the picture when he was getting off the stage, and they had everyone, because remember, it was controversial with that woman who was trying to hold
so
him
short.
Up. Yeah. The 215-pound Donald Trump.
Well, that's all he weighs. What are you suggesting?
Yeah, and I weigh 100 pounds.
I don't know. You could.
Even while pregnant. 100 pounds.
I have no comment on your weight at all. I'm smart. I'm a long married man.
Let's just talk, though. I mean, do women belong in this Secret Service? You could make the argument yes for some jobs.
Oh, sure.
I don't think you have to have all men in the Secret Service. But when it comes to, for example, like the whole situation with Donald Trump, I mean, you got to get the man off the stage very quickly.
I would think that, and Barack Obama was very tall as well, and so was George H.W. Bush. I think it should, the detail should be filled with people who are the height of the person they're protecting. Because the point is they've got to hover and surround this person and protect him in the event of an emergency. Well, and you saw when he got shot, one of them was a full head shorter than him.
Don't they have to do some sort of a weight test to make sure that they can meet a certain standard before they can be hired?
Standards have clearly dropped, according to the pictures we've seen anyway. Coming up, we're going to talk to the communications director for the Missouri Department of Public Safety. We'll be back in just a minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.